This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working right now in the Third Watch, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, and whyever you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. Now, remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. When Parler comes back, we're over there, and they will be coming back to Captain's America Third Watch. Also, we're over on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now to start out the hour, we've got Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have Elliot and Wesley Chapel on the line, and I'm going to get to him right here. Good morning, Elliot.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, hi.
You know, Captain, the left is now attempting to remove Rudy Giuliani's license as a lawyer.
That's what I heard.
They want to dismantle his team.
Yep.
And, you know, Captain, how odd is it that China now gives the go-ahead to the World Health Organization, the WHO, that they are now allowed to come to China and meet with the officials?
Yep.
That is a kick in the ribs.
Yep.
And finally, I want to say this here. Facebook and Twitter, you better watch it opening Pandora's box. We recently had a bombing at the Nashville AT&T location.
Right.
I do not wish anyone to be harmed or killed, but your one-sided leftist views are evil and childlike and will result in someone possibly doing the same to you, Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey in Simi Valley, Frisco.
Yeah.
I choose kindness over evil. Thank you so much,
Doctor. All right, thank you. Well, Elliot brings up some really good points. You know, the country is at just a boiling point right now, and it wouldn't take much to put it right over the edge, would it?
Well, no, and I think this is part and parcel of the reason that the FBI has a report of caution, warnings, and alarm bells in all 50 states.
State capitals, yeah.
So we are certainly in a very dangerous time. And as I said on your show a couple of times, we have at least 75 million people in this country, and that number could be growing because of what big tech is doing, where there's open wounds, and they have not been satisfied, ladies and gentlemen. They have not been satisfied. And you know, to yank Rudy Giuliani's law license, that would be you'd have to go through the bar and they'd have to be hearings, all these other kinds of things. But the cancel culture, I don't think we can begin to understand the depth and the width of it. And as I have said, they are really going to one-party rule. And when you have big tech that has more power than the federal government, and the federal government's pretty powerful, then we have forces against us that I think that we need to look at very critically and decide where we go from here at this point. How do we reconcile this?
I don't see a single Democrat.
I might give a thimbleful of credit to Joe Manchin, Senator from West Virginia, but on the left, but not for anybody else.
Right. Now, Parler is fighting back, and you wrote an article about it, but Parler is fighting back. They have filed a federal antitrust lawsuit against Amazon.
I read the lawsuit. It's not very long. I've seen lawsuits that have more assertive language, but I think maybe in this particular case, because it's filed in Olympia, Washington, which is where the basis is for Amazon Web Services.
Yep.
And what Parler is doing is asking for an immediate and a jury trial on a temporary restraining order, which says that Amazon would have to go back and turn those servers back on, the restraining order from turning them off.
Yep.
There are a couple other companies that are also involved that have terminated services with Parler that they have not sued. And that is, interestingly enough, when you sign up for Parler, you have to do a very interesting identification process to make sure you are who you are.
Correct.
Including your driver's license. Well, that's another service that comes from another company. But understand something here, because I read a very interesting piece out of the Wall Street Journal last night about how this thing necessarily came down with Parler. And I would argue that what Amazon is accusing Parler of doing, there needs to be a big whoa, wait a minute moment, because let's go back to all the protests from this past year, and that is how many of them were planned on by Antifa and Black Lives Matter on their platform.
All right, hold that thought, because when we come back, we'll talk about that, and we'll also talk about how Lin Wood got caught up in this, because his name was mentioned for something that he did, which was stupid on his part. But anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. And prove why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, you can go to the website, balanceofnature.com, take a look at all the different products they have to offer there, and save yourself 35% on your order by using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. But if you want to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to Denise Simon from founderscode.com, and we were talking about the parlor.
The big question here is, let's think about this here for a second, ladies and gentlemen, because I wrote about this at founderscode.com last night, and that is this. We know that we had all these activities with Antifa for quite a long time, and then we know that we had all of these protests that got pretty violent with Black Lives Matter. Now, where do you think those were plotted and planned and carried out? They went on Twitter,
yep,
they
Facebook.
Went on Facebook,
yep.
And here's the interesting thing. They especially went on Signal.
Yeah.
And Signal is owned in part by Jack Dorsey of Twitter.
Yep.
And he suggested to the Black Lives Matter people that they use Signal. I use Signal. Telegram is owned by a couple of Russians, and then WhatsApp is owned by Facebook. Okay, so where's the hypocrisy? But let's go back even further, shall we? For how long did it take Facebook and Twitter to reconcile out of force, I might add, their algorithms and their software to get Islamic State and Al-Qaeda and any other terrorist groups off of their platforms. Okay? It took years.
Yeah.
Years and years. And it took years and years for Twitter and Facebook to begin to recognize all the Russian plots. They haven't even, and they took some of that down because of the elections, but they haven't even reconciled the Ayatollah for the threats that he makes, right?
Yep.
Now, Parler, they have moderators, but their moderators are volunteers, and Parler's not even that old, okay? And so you have an event in Washington, D.C. called Stop the Steal or whatever it was necessarily labeled.
Correct.
And they were working pretty diligently to take some of those things down. I think that they found 98. Now, they may have missed some, but they're volunteers. But this all happened in a very compressed window of time, like a month, okay? And Amazon expects Parler to fix all of the, you know, the violence and so forth and so on in a month's time.
Let me interject.
Facebook and Twitter, years.
Let me interject for just a minute, because Parler went from 2 million to 20 million people in five weeks. And just last weekend, when the president came over to Parler, 7 million people came over with him.
I rest my case.
Yep.
The hypocrisy in all of this, and I would have to ask, where is our Deputy Attorney General at the Department of Justice?
Because
prior to A.G. Barr leaving, retiring, going back to his civilian life, if you will, he launched the Sherman antitrust cases against Big Tech, and rightly so. Now, what Big Tech is doing is so far beyond violations of the Sherman Trust Act that it you don't even have to develop a case anymore. What has happened here to Parler just in the last, you know, 2-3 weeks because they're exactly right. Amazon, Facebook, and Twitter all collaborated against Parler. It was when Devin Nunes says it's RICO, he's exactly right. It's right there. So let's pull the trigger here on the Sherman Antitrust.
And the other thing is that we'll see what happens here with all of this, because they are, gosh, they are just sworn.
Let's turn over to impeachment here for a second, because I read the article of the impeachment.
Yep.
And they are citing that Trump had had incited violence.
Yeah.
I would suggest to your readers to go quickly and look at Brandenburg versus Ohio. Brandenburg versus Ohio is a 1969 Supreme Court case. And the Supreme Court ruled it was over the KKK. And the Supreme Court ruled that kind of speech is protected.
Uh-huh.
So based just on that case right there, ladies and gentlemen, Brandenburg versus Ohio, there is no basis for the impeachment article on Trump.
Well, here's the thing. The Constitution clearly states that the purpose of impeachment and trial is to remove an unfit official from office. Now, Trump's going to be out of office when they even get around to getting this to the Senate. And there was one person, and thank you to Johanna for reminding me of this, there was one person who actually was impeached and tried after leaving office. It was the war secretary for Ulysses S. Grant, William Belknap, and the Senate acquitted him. The House convicted him, and the Senate acquitted him. So it was argued, of course, that it was unconstitutional in the House, but they tried him anyway. But the Senate says, nope, we can't do this.
Precisely.
Yep.
So, and if they want to go down that path, then if we want to go into those uncharted waters, then I go back and say, let's go ahead and impeach Obama then.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Well, they'd go bananas over that. By the way, the acting Department of Homeland Security secretary resigned, but we talked about that off the air there. It probably has to do with the lawsuit against him.
It has everything. There's several lawsuits against Chad Wolf for how he was placed into the position. Now, I don't know what the contention is there. I didn't pay enough attention, but there are several lawsuits that said he was illegally designated as the acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, and as a consequence, I don't know if it's illegal or not how it happened, but anyway, I don't know if it was a recess appointment or whatever, but that what they're arguing also is in several of these lawsuits is that all of the orders that he made as acting secretary are illegal. So yeah, rather than have that painful stuff continue to go on, he went ahead and stepped down.
Yeah, and good morning to you, JW, up there in Brooksville. We appreciated he came over and visited us over at the gun show over the weekend, and good morning to JW chiming in saying hello. Now, the other thing is we found out more information from the former Capitol Police Chief who resigned. He said that he sought the D.C. National Guard help before the riots, but was denied by not only the D.C. mayor, but also the D.C. city supervisors.
The Capitol Police has a budget of $340 million. There are 2,200 people in the Capitol Police. The Capitol Police arm of authority is what is known as the Congressional Board and Oversight, which, interestingly enough, has got some interesting people on it. And with that oversight includes Zoe Lofgren, Congresswoman, the one that has a constant bad hair day, by the way. but all of the activities for whatever events go on in Washington, D.C., with dignitaries, bomb threats, diplomats, and congressional members and their families is all provided to the Congressional Board and Nancy Pelosi every day.
Mm. What did
Nancy
you
see Pelosi yeah. every day?
Wow. Every day. Wonderful. All right, let me see if I can seek this call in. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise.
You got about 30 seconds.
The Insurrection Act, that could not be placed in unless Biden is officially sworn in. Is that correct? I mean, or you wouldn't. It couldn't be placed prematurely. It would have to be, the whole crime would have to take place as soon as he sworn it. Would that not
all right.
be true?
I believe that's not
above
sure.
Above my pay grade. I have not looked at it, so I don't want to give him
well,
any bad information.
There was a rumor.
I can't help him.
There was a rumor over the weekend that Donald Trump had already done it.
Yeah.
But
no.
He can still do it. He's the president, but I don't believe he's going to, nor would he.
No.
That would really create a problem. Okay. We will talk to you later. Have a great day up on the mountaintop.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes.
Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go over there and sign up for her daily newsletter. Find out the article she writes, and you'll have a good old time knowing what she's up to. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Democrats have introduced a single article of impeachment against President Trump, charging him with incitement of an insurrection. The House is expected to take up the article on Wednesday. An attempt to pass a resolution Monday calling on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office was blocked by House Republicans. Senator Joe Manchin says the impeachment effort is ill-advised. The West Virginia Democrat tells Fox News that another impeachment would get in the way of a new president introducing his agenda.
I think this is so ill-advised for Joe Biden to be coming in, trying to heal the country, trying to be the president of all the people when we're going to be so divided and fighting again. Let the judicial system do its job. And then, you know, we're a country of the rule of law. That's the bedrock of who we are. Let that take its place. Let the investigations go on. Let the evidence come forth, and then we'll go forward from there.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is, and it's time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, Bo will be in studio this week, so on Thursday we'll be talking to him. Get your questions ready for him. National Aviation Academy, available online at NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, there are two ways, ladies and gentlemen, that you can actually take a tour of the National Aviation campuses. So they have two campuses, so there's two different places you can go to and two different ways that you can see what National Aviation's all about. First of all, Concord, Massachusetts is their first campus. That's up just outside Boston. So anybody up there in New England or New York or maybe you're in the middle Atlantic states or whatever, up there in Concord, Mass., you can go there, take a look at their campus and see what they have to offer. You can also come down here to Florida, to Clearwater, Florida, which is across the bay from where I'm at. I'm in Tampa Bay. They're on the south side of the bay over in Clearwater. Now, to do that,
give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Now, by doing that, you'll be able to see the campus, meet some instructors, see the classrooms, see what's involved, ask some students some questions if you want to. And it's the very best way to find out live and in living color what they're all about. Because, again, when you become a certified aviation maintenance tech, you will have a job that will last you a lifetime. Anywhere in the world that you want to go, you can get a job as an aviation maintenance tech. Anywhere in the world. It's that simple. And they're in demand everywhere because aircraft have to keep flying. So that's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour at one of their two campuses, and away you go. Now, at least 25, and the number is probably higher now because the arrest total is now up over 140 people that have been arrested in the wake of last Wednesday's U.S. Capitol breach. But at least 25 domestic terrorism cases have been opened in the wake of last week's U.S. Capitol breach that engulfed the nation's capital in chaos. This according to the Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy, who told Democratic Congressman Jason Crow that this was indeed the case. Now, we do know that there were members of Antifa, there were members of the Proud Boys, there were Donald Trump supporters, and there were some other people who have yet to be identified that were with some sort of paramilitary group that all got into the Capitol. Now, Antifa was at the head of the line trying to bust in to get there, and then everybody else seemed to follow them in, about 30 or 40 Antifa folks. But here's the deal. Somebody stole some classified computers. One of them was Nancy Pelosi's. And it may have been more than one. She may have had more than one computer they took that had classified material on it. Now, there's a thought out there that some folks might have been in there that knew exactly what they were looking for. Well, that's fine. The problem is going to be when they try to open up that computer, because when they do, it's going to let the world know, and certainly our DOD and DHS, where they're at. So we'll see how they can do that. Now, the insurrectionist zip tie guy has been identified as a retired Air Force lieutenant colonel, a man photographed in tactical gear and carrying zip tie handcuffs on the Senate floor, is a former Air Force officer who told the New Yorker magazine he stormed the Capitol because he believed the president wanted him to be there as the 2020 election was being certified. Wow. Now, the National Guard comes to D.C., armed and ready to protect. Now, there will be about 5,000 or 6,000 National Guardsmen there. And we found out also that Officer Brian Sicknick, the officer who was killed in the violent attack in the U.S. Capitol, was an Air National Guard veteran with multiple overseas deployments. What a shame. Also, the Pentagon is now moving forward to satisfy a congressional directive in the 2021 defense policy bill that will result in the renaming of at least 10 Army bases and possibly 2 Navy ships that honor the Confederacy. We'll see how that works out. By the way, COVID-19 has shown that our world is more unpredictable than ever. The only thing that we can be certain of is uncertainty itself, and we're learning how to deal with it. And the NATO Secretary General came out and said, our alliance must remain strong militarily and politically across the globe in light of everything that's taking place. In addition, the French defense staff chief said France is making moves to guarantee its survival in the face of existential threats, and the German Air Force chief has said the service is undergoing upgrades to meet some future challenges. Now, the military, Washington, D.C. area residents, are complaining that constant helicopter noise flying overhead in Washington, D.C. makes them feel like they're living in a war zone. Well, they don't know what the heck the war zone's all about if they're concerned about helicopters flying around Washington, D.C. And they're right about one thing. The greatest proportion of offending noise in the air comes from military aircraft. They're right about that. Not to mention the fact that a four-star general, the commander of AFRICOM, sought to reassure his troops that the government remains strong and ready to meet any threat despite the storming of the U.S. Capitol by a pro-Trump mob intense by false claims of election fraud. That's a story coming from military.com. In addition, the Pentagon says the firing is over some Maryland senators that urged the Pentagon not to fire the head of a medical school. But the Pentagon now says that the firing is over this professor, poor management of a subordinate. Also, the Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert Wilkie issued a statement addressing the invasion of the U.S. Capitol 2 days after the mob breached the building and two military veterans were killed, obviously the woman and obviously the police officer. And again, they're trying to find out exactly why the woman was in the position she was in. Now, the House Armed Services Committee Chairman, Adam Smith, who is a Democrat from Washington, gave his full backing Friday to President-elect Joe Biden's nominee to be Defense Secretary, General Austin, saying that he'd had an extensive conversation with the general. Also, conversations with seven former and current officials reveal that they have been tainted by their time working with President Trump. Politico's reporting that they're already looking to try to find a job somewhere else and they're having a bit of a problem. Well, that's going to happen because, again, we know what's going on right now. But I think that's going to change, given a little time. All right, here comes the music. That means that coming up next is Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. We're going to have quite a bit to talk about there because the markets have been all over the place here. But I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch and Chris Markowski, too. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Wade on the Roof for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much there, Mr. Wayne. And I'm Captain Matt Bruce, and we want to welcome you back. And before we get to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at balanceofnature.com. Now, I'm taking a product called the Fruits and Veggie Capsules, and I'll tell you what. If you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and who does? If you're not getting enough of your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, and who does? And if you want a little bit more pep in your step, and I'm sure everybody does, then try the Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggie Capsules. But also, when you go to their website, balanceofnature.com, take a look at all the different wellness products they've got there. And whatever you want to order, you're going to save 35% on your order at Balance of Nature. That's balanceofnature.com on the website. All you have to do is use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. You'll save 35% on your order. Now, if you want to give them a call and speak to a health coach, you can do that too at 800-246-8751. So to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty, joining us right now, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Chris.
How you doing?
Hey, Homeland Security has been boosted in the Capitol. They've accelerated the inauguration security. The president-elect, Joe Biden, will actually pick up on the 13th, which is tomorrow, additional security Secret Service people to be around him. And it kind of looks like as if the president, when he issued the declaration, the emergency declaration ahead of the inauguration for the District of Columbia to help them out with some expenses and this, that, and the other and all that, it kind of looks like as if they may be getting ready for God only knows what. And I'm going to point out that there's also an FBI BOLO out there that's got a warning for all 50 state capitals across the country for demonstrations with armed protesters coming before the inauguration.
Trump just approved some sort of emergency declaration.
That's correct.
In regards to protecting the Capitol. Obviously, nobody wants to see a repeat of what happened last Wednesday, and I hope people are starting to come to their senses so that doesn't happen again. Hey, listen, you're going to find protests and whatnot at any major political events when people are stirred up, and it's just fine. You know, you want to go out, you want to, you know, hold demonstrations, whatever it may be, as long as they're doing the right way and it's legal, it's okay. We just can't get into that point again when people are being destructive.
Now, what did you think about Bill Belichick yesterday, who turned down the Medal of Freedom? Obviously, he was offered it, and he was going to get it, and then he says, nope. What did you think of that?
I get it. I get it's a little charged right now. Let's be honest here. The president's somewhat toxic at this point in time. And, I think that after what just happened, I think, you know, people might be like, hey, you know what, maybe this is just not the right time for something like this. And so, listen, that's up to him. He's been a supporter of the president, and, long time supporter of conservative causes. If he feels that, right now is probably not, the greatest time to do that, well, that's up to him.
Now, a couple of these communications companies did some interesting things yesterday. Number one, AT&T halted their contributions to a GOP congressman who opposed the electoral vote. And also Verizon is suspending their donations to any lawmakers who oppose the Biden certification. Now, that's two communication companies that came in there and said that yesterday.
Yeah, listen, that's up to them. But that's what they believe in. That's their choice. I kind of wish we got into the direction where corporations and businesses were not donating to any politicians at all, so they're not buying favor. That would be great if we headed in that direction. I've always been a big believer that you want to get a lot of bad money out of politics, in my opinion, is that if there's a rule in this country that you could only give money to people who you could vote for, and that's it. I think it would be great. You get a lot of money getting going out of from one state into another state from candidates that they couldn't vote for, so you wouldn't have elections being influenced by, for all intents and purposes, American carpetbaggers. And, I wouldn't care if corporations and whatnot got out of the political game. That would be fantastic as far as I'm concerned.
Now, U.S. banks right now are casting a wary eye at mortgage borrowers as the forbearance periods are coming to an end. That doesn't sound like it's going to be a good move.
Well, you got to start paying your bills at some point in time. I don't know when. Who knows? I think it will probably extend some of those lax rules that they put in, the forbearance due to COVID, moving forward with Biden coming in. But again, that you can only do that for so long, and lending institutions can only do that for so long as well. So, unless they're, planning on getting more, easy money from the Fed, it's going to be difficult on a lot of people.
Yesterday we heard that Ford and Toyota, pardon me, are facing a U.S. production shutdown over a semiconductor shortage. I haven't heard about something like that in a long time. Have you?
It is interesting. I know that PCs, they sold a record amount of PCs, which is interesting that they really haven't gone that high in a long time selling as many computers as they have. But again, Matt, I'll be honest with you, it's the same thing because of manufacturing shutdowns. You got to also think that where a lot of chips made, they're made in California, and there's tons of shutdowns in California. I've talked to people in the construction industry and people building houses. In some cases, it's, you know, talk about just that area. It's taking, you know, weeks just to get a refrigerator at this point in time. So, you know, we got a real issue right now with getting products out the door, and it's because so much of the economy is shut down.
Did you hear what the U.S. Supreme Court did yesterday when they turned away a Democratic bid to force a universal vote by mail movement in the state of Texas? They rebuffed that bid from the Democrats. Supreme Court said, nope, not going to do it.
Again, it's state rules, and that's what we got to get back to, and that's what, honestly, this is where Republicans continue to fail in getting election laws in there that make sense. And this is going back a long, long time. I mean, I remember I talked about this yesterday in my podcast, Matt, back when Hurricane Katrina hit and they found that that football field plus full of buses that were underwater.
That's right.
They couldn't get people out. But, you know, on Election Day, all of those school buses are used to go out and get people out of their homes.
Correct.
And bringing them in with cocktails and food and bringing them to polling places because they're great at ballot harvesting.
Yep.
COVID, without a doubt, helped in this effort because no one wanted to go against, oh, people are going to die if you make them go to the polls and you got to do things this way. But listen, this is what they've done for a long time. COVID helped them do it. Republicans didn't force the issue. It's the simple fact. You know, they talk about, oh, geez, why did all these votes come in the middle of the night? Well, they had boxes of votes that they ballot harvested, and they were able to do that. And, you know, there's also, you know, I do talk about it when it comes to Wall Street all the time. They do so many things that are unethical but technically legal. And in many respects, the stuff that they did, they worked within the awful regulations and rules that are out there. And, you know, you've got to go state by state by state, and you've got to clean this up. The fact that you don't have to show an ID in places around the country to go vote is just, it's a sham.
Yeah, it's absurd.
Pathetic. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever, nope. But that's why you're going to continue to lose unless you clean it up.
Right, it's absurd. And by the way, speaking of New York for a second here, the New York attorney, there's a New York lawyers group that's exploring removing Rudy Giuliani as a lawyer in New York State, taking his law license away from him.
Oh, boy. They did it to Clinton, too. Was because of the
well, they did it to the Obamas. Both Michelle and Barack turned in their law licenses.
I don't know. I remember that happened. But, you know, listen, I think that again, it's, you're pushing it a little bit too much there.
Okay, here comes the music. I'll let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow, so enjoy the weather up there.
You got it. Have a good one.
Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Go over there, check him out, find out all the great things that he's up to and what he's doing, and you're going to love it. All righty, I'll be right back. Coming up, the one, the only, the informidable, Rod Edwards. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.